The Ham Radio Show presents...
It is about to get crazy up in here.
Aw, yeah.
Canned Ham.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
From HamRadioShow.com.
There is a moronic preacher by the name of Pastor James David Manning in here in the New York City area, who is a... how to put this in the proper way? A fucking asshole and pretty much a moron. There was a fake story that was out.
It was fake.
It was fake about Starbucks coffee and how Starbucks coffee would use the semen of gay men to make their frothy beverages.
No.
All right, so it was a fake story.
You sure?
But because it was on the internet.
Anyone here besides me know what canine semen tastes like?
It tastes like a mocha latte. And what happens is, this gentleman, the pastor, who is an anti-gay preacher, by the way, he hates what he calls, he doesn't call them gays, he calls them the sodomites.
Ooh. Sodomite.
And the sodomites.
I know that's where they came from.
The Sodom and Gomorrah, yes.
He's a Catholic priest.
Yeah, no, he's not a Catholic. I don't know what, he's a pastor.
Yeah.
All right, but he is the leader of the Atla Worldwide Ministry Church. He has the dumbest fucking... I have to play it because it's just the dumbest. He has a little video blog that he calls the Manning Report. The news behind the headlines. And because he has dubbed this story to be true, even though we all found out, you know, along after the headline went up, Snopes and all these other people proved that this story was false. And we all knew that Starbucks wasn't using semen to make their frothy whipped tops of their lattes.
Can you imagine?
I know. This guy was like, no, it fucking is.
It's real.
It's semen. And has a little blog, and we're going to hear about him.
That's right.
Here is Manning. And by the way, if you can get through this without laughing, you are a better man than I.
Okay.
Because I listened to this jackass. I had it because when the story went up, I watched the video, and you're going to laugh at the way he says latte, and you're going to laugh at how he says sodomites.
Latte?
Okay? Yeah, you'll see. Watch him try to sound like he's distinguished and intelligent. Here's Pastor Manning.
I want to inform you that
the Sodomites,
led a protest against our church this past Sunday.
Yes.
Ooh.
Several members of the Pennsylvania Oath Keepers came up. You know, the fellows that was with us there in Gettysburg. Well, we had a special meeting this Sunday here at the church, and they came up, and we were meeting, and someone informed me that the sodomites were outside of our church.
The sodomites
protesting. So we went out and took a look.
As if it's some kind of infestation of bugs. The sodomites.
Yes.
But they were. And they had a big bucket of Starbucks coffee and all kind of other Starbucks paraphernalia with it.
He uses big words like
all shouting.
That's his fucking deal. He uses big words to sound like he's intelligent. Paraphernalia. That's what I use. They had Starbucks there and their paraphernalia.
The name Ruby Begonia mean anything to you?
Yeah. Le Goose Agapla, Alex. Le Goose Agapla.
Stop the hate now. They said that this church is a hate church.
He's got a nice mic,
I'm a hate preacher. But you remember that last week we appeared in several major online news services.
Major.
Huffington Post being a major one. The Inquisitor being another. What else? Gay Star News, I think, was one. And I don't, just several papers wrote articles about us because we had stated that Starbucks is ground zero for Ebola.
Ebola!
And we pointed out how these homosexual sodomite persons, such as Dr. Craig Spencer,
persons,
who lives right here in the Harlem area,
this is the doctor,
who's a sodomite, that they frequent, that Starbucks is a place where these type frequent and a lot of body fluids are exchanged there.
Because I just go into the Starbucks and just sling my dick around, shooting jizz everywhere. Because that's what you do at the Starbucks. That's what you do.
I know a thing or two about spreading semen on food and serving it to people.
No, that wasn't at a Starbucks, though, Hammy. That was literally, you were at, I think, a Chuck E. Cheese when that was happening.
Yeah.
But here, this gentleman, the pastor, Pastor Manning, believes...
Is he a black Muslim?
No, he's not a black Muslim. He's just a black guy.
Oh.
He's not a black Muslim. He believes in, I believe, the teachings of Jesus.
Okay.
But he feels that he is now the barometer... to make sure that you know that there are sodomites.
He's a Negro.
He is a Negro, yeah, and he has the... That is actually correct. Let's show me Negro.
He's a Negro.
Number one answer. He also is he's a devout pastor, but he feels like he has the need to tell you that Starbucks is where they sing this slinging semen everywhere.
Sodomite
type person.
And Ebola. But the thing that I was not aware of.
What were you not aware of? Math?
Is that there have been some information that had been released, and the Inquisitor News Online News Service carried this as a major story the week before, that what Starbucks was doing
is
that they were taking specimens of male semen and they were putting it in the blends of their lattes.
Lattes?
No, this is the absolute.
Hold on, lattes. This fucking guy is so stupid. In their lattes.
How big is your dick?
Not bad. I like to stir my fucking Starbucks mocha frappuccino with it because I get a latte, biatch.
I'll come anytime.
You will come anytime if you go to Starbucks, according to Pastor Manning.
True.
I'm the twink.
It's right there. You can see it right there in Inquisitor.
Don't interrupt the pastor.
Services. It was a big article about an investigation into Starbucks using male semen.
Male semen.
And putting it into the blends of coffees that they sell.
That they sell.
I mean, can you imagine it? And I believe that they were doing that.
Oh. What? Why do you believe that some place is going, you know what this coffee needs? More semen. No, yeah, and we should also call this fucker up.
Yeah.
And say, by the way, you know what we should do? We should go there. We should have someone deliver Starbucks directly to his fucking, and then actually have that person come into the cup.
A box of Joe.
A box of Joe. Joe, yeah, hey, Joe, yeah. Get a box.
Yeah.
Come in it and go to box of Joe. Yeah.
Not for nothing, but did you ever have a Dunkin' Donuts cream full donut?
Yeah, delicious.
It's like, you know.
It's delicious.
I think there's semen in that.
There's no semen.
Yeah.
In the fucking donuts, Joe.
There's no semen like yours.
No semen, I know. It's the Ham Radio Show.
Nick's already got the stalker's number.
You got it. Let's call it and find out what it is. If it's the church, I'm going to say, can I speak to Pastor Manning, please? Pastor. And then if Bill Dye comes in, we'll conference him into the fucking thing.
Faster, Pastor.
Atla World Ministries, how may I serve you?
Hi, can I please speak to Pastor Manning, please?
Who's calling, please?
This is Uncle Eddie from the Ham Radio Show. We're live on the radio. We'd like to speak to him.
You're for what radio show?
The Ham Radio Show. HamRadio. Show.
Okay, where are you located?
New York.
Ham Radio. Is this online or?
This is online right now. We're on the air. We want to talk to him about the Starbucks stuff.
Okay, let me see if he's available.
Thank you very much. Sir? My name is Uncle Eddie. Uncle Eddie.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you very much. We're on hold at the church, Joe. Just so you know. Joe, are you alive? Are you there?
Yes. I'm sorry. I was in a coma for a second.
Okay. It's okay.
It happens to me. You old people.
You have dyslexia and narcolepsy?
Well, we get these seizures, you know. It's sort of like, whoa. All
right, well, stop doing this. Right, shut up before the pastor comes on the air. Okay. And you're going, woo.
Well, you know, we can talk to the pastor. I'm sure he's an older man. He probably identifies with me. Ask you if he thinks we should have marijuana free.
We're going to ask him. Hold on.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, you said you're live on Ham Radio here in New York City, correct?
Yes, I am right now.
Okay, and I'm not familiar with your radio program. Can you tell me a little bit about it, and then I can bring them that information?
We are a talk show. We have a male demographic of 18 to 45. We talk about the issues going on in the world, and we like to talk to him about the issue that he has raised with the Starbucks.
Okay. And you're located in New York City. What part of New York? Downtown?
No, we were in the Staten Island. We were in a suburb.
Suburb of Staten Island. Okay,
yes.
Hold on, please.
Thank you. I need someone to get Tony Batman a link to the story.
Yeah, sure.
Tony, if you Google semen, Starbucks semen, that'll be the first story. It's the gay star.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Is this Pastor Manning?
Yes, it is.
Pastor Manning, how are you, sir? We are live on the air. Welcome to the Ham Radio Show.
Welcome, Pastor.
All right.
All right, sir. I just want to we want to ask you a couple of questions about the issues that you put out there in your video blog, the Manning Report.
That's right. Yeah.
I just want to make sure I had that correct, sir, before I went in. The issue is that the story that you have read from the Inquisitor about how Starbucks is has semen in the lattes. Do you know that that story has been proven false, or are you still going on the fact that it's true?
Well, my article, my statements did not necessarily have to do with what the Inquisitor said, whether it was false or fake. The Inquisitor raised it. And, however, saying that it was false does not necessarily make it false.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that when we understand the news business and we understand, in fact, I pointed up how Coca-Cola used cocaine, actual hard cocaine.
Absolutely.
In their drinks early on until the FDA had them stop using, and now they use a modified synthetic cocaine, which does the same thing.
Absolutely.
You don't get quite as much of a high, though, when you drink a Coke as you did years ago.
Yes.
What the Inquisitor said or did not say is not necessarily my guideline.
Okay, so what is your guideline with the quote-unquote sodomites? Like, my question is to you, sir, I am not a gay gentleman. I am heterosexual. But I just wanted to know, like, why do you think, the sodomites have a hidden agenda? Because that's what it seems to be that I was, when I was listening to the vlog, that the Manning Report, that's what it seems that you think that the sodomites have some form of hidden agenda. And that's why there was some form of, you know, the semen and the bodily fluids going into the Starbucks lattes.
Well, I think that Starbucks has an agenda, and that is to sell these semen-laced lattes. I think that's an agenda. And I think they've discovered that it has a distinct flavor, and so they are using that to further their own business bottom line, which is making money. As to whether the sodomites have an agenda, they have several agendas, but I think primarily they want to force this this unprecedented debauchery upon all other people and make us think that it's normal.
But
and
is
that's
it,
their number one agenda.
But is it really not normal, though? I mean, that's really the question that's raised by a lot of people. And I'm not poo-pooing on your beliefs or anything else. That's why I'm having a frank conversation with you. But do you think that they are not, it's not normal? Is that what you're saying? You're saying in point blank that the you know, gay people are not normal is what you're saying?
Not only are they not normal, it is demonic. It is of an insidious spirit. You know, for man to lie with man, first of all, biblically is condemned and is worthy of death in both Leviticus and also in the book of Romans. It is unnatural. So there's no way any thinking person could ever conclude that man with man is normal. I mean, it's like, you know, a female plug and a male plug and two male plugs trying to conduct electricity. It won't happen. You need a female and a male. Normal is to bring forth children.
Well, they have plugs. I mean, a male can stick his penis in an ass. Isn't that a plug? I'm just saying, that's a plug. Or the Jim Beam.
That was a good reference.
That was a great line. I don't agree with Pastor Manning's stance, but see how we're having a frank conversation about it, I can do that. But I do like his line about the, you know, about the Johnny Walker. I thought that was Jim Beam or whatever it was. I thought it was a great line.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Pastor Walker, for being on the show.
Thank you
for answering the phone. Thank you for answering our points. And that's all I need from you, sir. Thank you.
All right. You take care.
You take care, sir. God bless you. God bless. Round of applause, Pastor Walker. Yeah. Round of applause. Why are you clapping, you motherfuckers?
No. He,
He was a good sport.
He was a good sport. At least,
it's not a sport. He handled him properly. There was no point of fucking.
You know what it was? He would have hung up in 4 seconds if I was a dick to him.
The following events take place on the Ham Radio Show. Here's what you missed.
Nikki, how are you doing?
I'm amazing.
Happy birthday, motherfucker.
Thank you, man. Thank you. It's been like an amazing year. It was just my birthday. I found out I'm the Penthouse Pet of the Year for 2011.
Sweet.
Props to Penthouse. I don't want to do the foreplay. I just kind of want to get right to the sex.
Okay.
I put a little vibrator on my clit and the guy's fucking me doggy and I come. Boom. Done.
Done. She's like a fucking mechanic.
I'm like a dude. And then after, I don't want to be cuddled or talked to. I go to bed.
Behold
Can
the
we
perfect
clone you?
So next time, don't miss the show. Okay, stupid? Be part of the problem, not part of the solution. Here.
Sorry, I was busy sexually offending women. Sorry, my fault. A little late on the drive. Horrible. It's Wednesday. It's what the fuck Wednesday, which is always a fun thing. By the way, rest of the week, I have no clue what the hell we're listening to. So what you got to do is go to hamradioshow.com, click on the brand new schedule and sections pages, and you will be able to see, of course, the brand new guests, superstars, and other ha-ha funny personalities that are coming on our show. It's hamradioshow.com. By the way, click on all our little sponsor pages as well, and they will give you little beautiful things, percentages off, all kinds of great stuff, because you are, of course, a member of the Society of Swine. That's why you're going to hamradioshow.com. All right, is everybody good now? Is the room good? Is everybody happy?
I don't know. Did Bill change his tampon? Sand out of his vagina?
You know, here we go again. No, another old and borrowed joke. That's beautiful.
Well,
and the phone.
And the phone. Is that your phone going off during the show?
Yes, of course it is.
Why is your phone going off during the show?
I have no idea.
Isn't that like an official... Come here. You know the rule. Get over here. You got to get punishment. Get up.
Whose phone
get
went
up.
Off last week?
Get up. Not mine. Not mine. Get up.
Yeah.
Get up.
No.
I got the shock stick. Get up. You're getting shocked. Your phone went off during the show.
Great.
Billy, you want to do it? You want to do it? Because Billy's so angry at him today. He called your mom a whore. He called your mom a whore. Come on.
Last time I hit him with the shock stick, he was like injured for weeks because I roasted that arm.
Shock.
Yeah, Billy. Huh. Shock him. There's rules. This is the kingdom. Do it.
Now, how far do you think he could go through the ceiling if I hit him just right?
If you turn up the wattage, yeah. You got it?
Full power.
Put it on death.
No, that's no fun. Right, we'll save that for when people really fuck up.
Give him a shot.
I ain't done yet.
That'll teach you not to have your phone on during the show.
Should we just shock the phone?
Won't it? Won't that teach you, Barry Boy, look at me. Wouldn't that teach you now? Stop rubbing your arm like a fruit. Wouldn't that teach you to stop?
My arm.
And Billy, stop shocking him because he only did it once.
No, he missed that time.
Jesus. Now give him the shock stick. Stop it like, pick up the can of soda. Pick up the can of soda. Now Billy's going
to
try.
Like trying to shock himself.
Can someone get the shock stick away from Billy now?
Go ahead, try.
That was it was stupid of me to give it to Billy. How horrible this show is, I swear to God. All right. What the fuck Wednesday? That brings me to my producer trying to make sure that I actually stay on the ball now as he rubs his arm like a little crying fairy. We found this girl out of England. England. Am I correct on this one? England?
Yes, she's from England.
What's her name? Amy Wolf?
She looks like a wolf.
No, she looks like a fucking cow.
She looks like Eddie.
She does look like... I'm not going to say she
does. No,
she's fat. She's fat and big-breasted. And if I was wearing a striped polo... Like she does in the video, in this documentary that we found.
Doesn't she wear a flannel at one point, I think?
She does.
She looks like Al Borland from Tool Time.
Without the beard, yeah.
Exactly.
Actually, with the beard on some parts. All right, so this chick now supposedly has, what's the name of the disease?
What does she have, Schwing? Wait, scream it out loud.
She's an objectum sexual. People who fall in love
An objectum
with
sexual?
What's that?
Objectum?
All right, well, what an objectum... I don't know if he's saying it right, but what an objective sexual is stop shocking things, Billy. Just like Billy, you fall in love with an inanimate object, like the shock stick. But they fall in love with inanimate objects and they want to marry. Like, they really feel like it's a person and they want to have a relationship with this item. Now, this is a real documentary. It was on the BBC in England. Am I correct, Schwing?
Yeah.
All right, so this is real. We're not fucking making this up. What the Fuck Wednesday? Let's go to the tape. Barry Boy, if you will, start the show. We will start and stop as we usually do to just throw our insight into this piece. Go ahead, Barry Boy.
Oh my God! After 5 months, it's good to see you.
Okay, so right now, what you're seeing right now, Barry Boy, if you go over to, there's people in the studio now. If you want to go over to Billy's computer, if you want to see this chick, or come over to Schwing's computer, you will see the chick as well. This chick right now is standing in front of the whole room, just shift over.
Stop making noise!
I have a shock stick. All right, this chick is now standing in front of an amusement park ride. An amusement park ride, the Buccaneer. She's standing in front of it right now as we speak. And now I take it from there. She's actually now infatuated while she watches her loved one.
He's just so noble, so proud, so strong. I not only love him for a sexual attraction. I mean, we're not talking about fetish here. I love him as a mate.
That's the same way I feel about Billy.
I love him. How does it know it's a him?
That's what
it's
I'm saying.
It's a fucking metal object.
They show this thing. It's about 75 feet in the air. You know, it's huge, monstrous device. And she's, look at it. It's glorious. And the camera's panning down its enormous length.
They're showing the shaft of this thing.
Like, yeah, does she really want to try to ride that shaft? That would be pretty fucking...
If she climbed up to the top of the Buccaneer and then straddled that thing...
That would be okay.
That would have been the greatest documentary ever. Ever.
I love the roundness of his counterweights at the top.
It's like Eddie's
breasts.
I love
him for the narrowness of his jibs. I love him for the elegant lines of his gondola, which is now covered up for the winter. I like the ribbing up underneath his name display there, too.
Is anyone else getting hard?
I am.
Oh, okay, just want to make sure.
The parallel lines that are coming down. You see where I'm talking about.
Oh, yes, I see it,
I love that.
And then the other chick's going, I see it. I see it.
The sad
you
part
don't
is,
see shit, lady.
The other chick is pretty fucking hot. That's the sad part.
Yeah, I'd be staring at the other chick.
I'm thinking, oh, geez, you know what I'm thinking about.
She's getting wet.
You got to see her face in this. It's this like, chick,
now they're all
the now, joy.
We have our friend Mark is here. We have Schwing and Billy are now. They're all crowded around Billy's computer, watching the video simultaneously. Now, guys, just scream it out loud. Just scream it out loud. Is she a chick or a dude?
I don't know.
Dude. We got dude. We have a dude.
Both.
All right, both.
Hermaphrodite.
She's Lady Gaga. The music's fucking killing me. Just so you know, the music's killing me.
The music's killing you. Just think of the geese.
Oh, okay.
But this part now, let me describe what's going on here while the music's playing.
We're not
going
to get... segments of this?
All right, hold on. Hey,
this is pretty hot. You might like really enjoy this.
You want me to rub one out of this? Let me see.
You rub it out.
She is now up against the structure of the roller coaster.
Okay.
She is fondling
it. It's not a roller coaster. It's the Buccaneer.
The Buccaneer. She's taking the oil from the Buccaneer and the grease and rubbing it sexually all over her body. Now.
She's finger-fucking
this object.
As if it is a jism of a man.
It's like she reached in, grabbed something out of its back door, and just like she's wiping it all over. It's like what a German porn.
Bill, is she making out with it? She's tongue-tied.
She's now licking it.
This is better than Two Cops, One Girl.
That's kind of what it is.
Or whatever the hell it was. This chick is making out with a amusement park ride.
No. She's trying to deep throat this fucking thing from the bottom up.
Wait, one at a time, people. I know everyone's fucking excited.
Does the oil symbolic, like, fluid?
That's what I said. It's like a man's chism is what she's doing here. All right, now what's this? Why did this change?
She's, finished.
Oh.
You smell good.
You smell good?
You smell so good.
You smell good?
She's laid out under it. Somebody should get her a cigarette, and so she'll be fine.
So wait, she's on the bottom?
She's laid out underneath the bottom.
So the fucking ear is on top?
Yes.
Sweet. Less work. Mm.
She definitely needs a cigarette.
It's like a creepy porn.
Definitely needs a cigarette.
What's she doing now?
She's just laying there and savoring the flavor, baby.
Ugh. All right, that was segment one, right? Am I correct? Is that segment
that
one?
That was one.
All right, so segment one now, we've already watched her now sexually molest and have intercourse, so to speak, with the Buccaneer ride. Now this is in. Now she is now not only marrying this, she's legally marrying this this entity, thing. Am I correct?
Is that legal? Can she actually do that in England? You're reading the article.
This is in Pennsylvania.
Is it?
It's in Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was in. It's in Pennsylvania?
It's in Pennsylvania.
Where in Pennsylvania?
This ride is in Pennsylvania.
The ride is in Pennsylvania, but the marriage is going to take place where? In Pennsylvania?
I would assume so. So what are they going to do? Dig up the ride, take it across? It's not the Statue of Liberty.
It's got wheels. This ain't Six Flags, motherfucker.
I thought I rode that machine before when I saw it.
Not as well as she rode it. Oh, my God.
I just have a question. What the fuck happened in this woman's childhood, to make her go after this ride? Like,
she's molested.
She suffers from a disease or something.
How do you get this disease?
Objectum sexualis, as it's referred to.
Objectum sexualis.
It's a real. This is a real thing. I mean, the people are crowded around the computer. It is a real, real. Not only just a fetish, but an actual, like, sexual thing, a sexual need. And that's what this chick does.
Oh, trust me. She just satisfied her need live on video.
She has a sexual and mental connection with this object.
Well, she's mentally disturbed. I mean, that's not...
I have a mental and sexually connection with Eddie. I'm not fucking marrying him.
You know, he just plays in my dingleberries. Like, that's it.
What?
Oh, yeah. So we could say we're gay, and you don't have a problem with that. Horrible.
Run that by me again.
All right, so segment two now takes place where, though? Wait.
Segment two takes place, I believe she's at home, and she's in front of a computer.
With the reporter, though, right?
Yes. Right. And
this is the part I saw when she's sitting in front of the computer?
Yes, and she's describing, she's watching a video of the ride in action, and she's describing her love and her feelings for it.
And she's her attachment with the ride and how the music blends together so well with the way the ride goes around and its circular motion.
This is the music from the ride.
Yes.
Okay, let's hear it. Segment two, this lady's having sex.
This part that's coming up, it's not unlike one of Bach's chorale preludes. And I think because they're German, they adapted this right here.
So it is German.
They didn't go blaming it on the Germans again.
It's a German scat film now.
She's conducting an invisible orchestra. She's just sitting there in front of the computer.
She's fucking Mozart.
I'm surprised she doesn't go and put on the whole tuxedo thing and get out the little... baton and
she might fall in love with the fucking baton.
She probably has and graduated her way up.
Her the only baton she has, Billy, runs on D batteries. Next. This is the part on sprockets when we dance.
And now she pulls out a scrapbook to go, like, you know, thumbing through to show the reporter.
Oh, don't say thumbing. I don't want to thumb anything.
Oh, God.
Go on.
All right, it's the final.
Final, how many seconds?
Final 14 seconds.
Final 14 seconds. She's dancing.
It feels like that sometimes in your heart.
Yeah, it does. It's just a rush of emotions.
Yep. It's just a rush of emotions.
Did you hear that?
No, what did you say?
She said that's the emotions line. That's what love is. That was the last thing she said.
Oh, my God. What the fuck is wrong with this woman?
I want to defend this
woman. Wait, yeah, put him on mic.
I want to defend this woman. Hold on. This ride doesn't talk back. It flashes all these nice, intriguing lights, and she's getting off on it. The reporter just understands that she's a person with feelings.
What, the ride or the
reporter understands his fat
or the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man girl.
All right, so this chick's okay with taking out her own garbage.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Fucking women's lib.
This thunder dyke of a woman is in love with
Be careful, you might offend somebody.
I might offend somebody. She is, without question, a man. I don't care what anyone says on this one.
I'm telling you, it's Al Bowling without the beard.
She literally definitely has testicles. I'm not even gonna. She has nuts.
It doesn't even look like she has tits.
No, she has tits. I have tits. She has tits. I mean, she's got tits.
Duct tape.
She looks like she had a deep throat, though.
Yeah, imagine she would have took the Buccaneer right in the chooch.
Oh, that would be hot.
The whole thing goes up and
that would be hot.
And the moist, wet loins.
Ugh, stop it. Mm. Stop it. I'm throwing up in my mouth a little bit. Ugh. Oh.
Reminds me of old times.
So wait, now Billy's telling me that can someone look into this? Can Schwing get on this computer and look this up? She's living in Pennsylvania. This ride is in Pennsylvania?
The ride is in Pennsylvania.
Yes. But the report came from the BBC, right?
Correct.
All right, so we had
Here we have more important things to cover.
I was going
to
say, my research department doesn't have anything.
She's quoted as saying, I love him as much as women love their husbands and know we'll be together forever.
Like most of them cheating bitches that end up in divorce court.
Yeah. just a hard... Man, can you imagine the divorce proceedings for that when that happens? Because the marriage ain't going to happen. I mean, when it happens, it's going to fail.
Yeah,
he's going to be out with other carnies doing stuff, making candied apples, you know, shit like that.
Having other people riding him.
She's not going to get jealous of other people riding her husband.
The women getting in there. Maybe some other woman gets moist while sitting on there, and some little kid shits his pants.
Step right up. Ride my husband for $5.
All right, I'm going to read a little thing from the article. Amy,
you're
going
to try to read.
Amy is a 33-year-old unemployed church organist. She plays the organ. That, no surprise there.
Who doesn't?
Upon first glance, looks like an out-and-proud lesbian, but only has eyes
for... At first glance, yes. How about by the 14th glance?
But only has...
It's like Rosie with a fucking shaved head.
She only has eyes for objects like banisters, the Empire State Building...
She's fucking riding the banister.
And the Pennsylvania Fairground ride... 1,001 notch, but no, whatever.
Wait, can you speak English?
1,001 notch.
Don't fuck up her husband's name.
Which she fell in love with 10 years ago and has finally decided to make a lifelong commitment to it.
That's disgusting.
Just think about all these people that, you know, they're all at same-sex marriage and they can't get that.
That's the thing!
Nitwit that's going to marry an inanimate object and that'll be okay.
How can they do that?
Some guy should marry the lawnmower. Like, sex would be nice.
Sure, it would.
I was going to say, woman to be this way and in love with Adam and Alice, she had to be probably molested on a Ferris wheel or raped on something. Something with a pole. Metal.
She was fucked on the bumper cars.
Exactly. Raped on the Ferris wheel.
Did anyone ever in this room, let's just see if anybody suffers from this in this room, has anybody had a moment... And an inanimate object was so that turned you on so much,
dude. I screwed a stuffed animal that was really big. That was awesome.
Wait, dude,
I was alone. I was like, you know what? I'm tired of humping my pillow. I'm going for the stuffed animal.
So take me through this. What'd you do?
I'm not going to marry the fucker.
Yeah, but wait. Take me through this. Did you cut a hole in the stuffed animal and fuck it?
Like, did you go full bore? Did you?
No, no, it wasn't any stuffing.
Because I've seen your rut. I've seen your rut, dude. You're not packing a small mule.
Listen.
That thing's gonna do a little damage. So you had to have put a hole in this thing.
Okay, I took the legs and I put them together.
Yeah.
And I just went for it.
So you French fuck. What was the?
I was on fire.
Yeah, wait. I'm setting the mood. You don't have your headphones on. I'm setting the mood right now. There's music behind you, so let me just. Are you so now? You're making love to the. Was it a bear? Or what was it?
Bunny.
It was like
a bunny.
It was pretty big. A big like golden bear.
Like one of those stupid
with a nice
like
red hat and a vest on.
Like one of those. Speaking of the carnivals, it's like one of those carnival.
Pretty much,
like,
yeah.
Those big stuffed. They're like hard, those.
Like when you win like three times, you get the massive, like.
Yeah. The massive stuffed animal.
Yeah.
The massive stuffed animal.
But when I tried to do it the second time, it was a little rough, you know, because.
You didn't clean it!
Fuck, no.
You finished on the stuffed animal's legs and didn't have the common courtesy to clean it?
It's a stuffed animal. I'm just going to leave. I don't give a shit.
Why did you have sex with this stuffed animal?
Because
I'm just going to ask, because this is more entertaining than anything we have with this crazy bitch right now.
Did you give her the wristwatch? Give her a hamburger?
The wristwatch?
The wristwatch?
I was by myself. I said, you know what, I'm going to try something different. And
were
I just experimented a little bit.
Patient fucking different.
Were you on LSD, you know, smoking some ganja?
Shrooms.
Yeah.
That explains some
don't,
of it.
Don't, no, you can't fucking, here. You can't just blame it on drugs.
It said
first
that,
off, it's Schwing. You can't blame it on drugs because he's not always high. Sometimes he's high.
Are you sure?
He's not always high. He's kind of somewhat high now, yes, but he's not always high.
Was your stepmom not available, so you went to the teddy
bear?
All right, now. Where's the taser at?
Yeah, yeah. Somebody tased Danny for that one. Oh, there you go.
No, but it says that the objectum... objectum sexuality reached mainstream attention in England in some international article about some German chick marriage to the Berlin Wall. So, I mean, people
are
marrying
walls.
But what
sexual gratification can you get out of the Berlin Wall?
No wonder Reagan took it down.
Mr. Gorbachev, take down this wall!
I got a question for Swing. Do you have to do real animals instead of stuffed animals?
No.
I've had a dog lick peanut butter off my nuts.
I saw somebody do a rabbit.
Excuse me, bachelor number one.
How do you gloss over the fact I just said I had a dog lick peanut butter off my nuts?
That's been done.
No, but I've had it done. You just asked.
Did you like it?
I didn't mind it. I'm just saying that doesn't make me weird.
Did you want to do it again?
Does it make you weird?
It doesn't make me weird.
Excuse me.
That fucker fucked a stuffed animal. I might at least had a pulse.
It just sat there and took it.
Yeah.
Right?
My at least was trying to get a fucking Scooby snack out of this. His was a fucking stuffed animal. Couldn't do anything. It looked petrified. It's like,
It never blinked. Billy brings up an interesting point, though, about the whole gay marriage. You know, you're against it or not against it, whatever, but people can marry, like, you know, the Berlin Wall.
That's the problem.
Know, it just doesn't make sense.
But that's the problem in this fucking country. We're so pussified over the fact that, oh, it's two gays having sex. What are we going to do? We can't let them get married. Shut up. This one wants to blow the fucking Buccaneer.
She did.
What is that? Who cares if two gays want to get married? Do I give a shit? No. They give a shit when they pull out.
You know,
that's about the only time.
Sad part is about that whole thing. It's really a more of a civil rights issue rather than...
Gay is the new black. They've been saying that.
It is. It's seriously. He's not trying to be funny. It is.
Yeah. You've listened to the show. We're not trying to be funny.
Okay. You're talking about civil rights. You know what's interesting, though? Like, you know, when black people fought for their civil rights, they got...
Shut up, Billy!
They got it. But I'm saying, like, you know, this is a battle that... The homosexual lesbians, they're going to win. Eventually, they're going to win.
It doesn't make sense why they wouldn't win.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it doesn't make any sense why... So, what's the difference between if the populace of heterosexual people get married? What's the difference if the same populace of homosexual people get married? If that's your significant other, what the hell's the difference? Why can't you give benefits to them? What the fuck is the difference?
Well, I was talking to a buddy of mine. He's just like, oh, it's like...
And he said, pull out of my ass.
He said, yeah. It's a religious, like, sacrament or whatever. I said, okay, fine. I understand. There's, like, a certain thing.
But when the fuck... Can you tell your friend this, though, for me? I don't mean to cut you off, but can you tell your friend this? When the fuck did we get ruled by religion?
That's what I'm saying.
We're not all Catholics. Danny,
hello,
Danny.
I'm queer and now I'm here.
Danny's a fucking atheist. He's a fucking atheist.
Separation of church and state.
Exactly. Can't talk about church at school, so what the hell's the difference? Go ahead. Stop shocking yourself.
No, but I said, okay, like, if we took it from that angle, I said, okay, I understand what you're talking about, but at the same time, like you just said, who gives a shit? Who cares what these religious people say? So I think they should have the same right as anybody else.
So basically what you're saying is if you don't go to church, say you're an atheist, and you don't go to church, do you automatically, have the right then to get married because you don't believe in shit? So what makes the difference? Because of their belief system? Fuck off.
You got to go down south and in the Midwest there. Ooh.
Well, in the Midwest, you can't even be black.
Yeah.
Then that's a fucking problem.
Then explain St. Louis.
That's where they all migrated. They ran away from the people whipping them and freaking giving them 40 acres and a mule.
That's right.
My name is Kunta.
Kunta Kinte. I got 1 foot. We can only get to Detroit. All right, motherfucker?
Relax, Toby.
My name is not Toby. Oh. This ain't Black History Month. Stop it.
Your master gave you a name. It's a nice name.
It's a Kunta. See how the racist in the room knows it word by fucking heart. He's like, I'll play the guy whipping Kunta. That's me. I got it. I'm good. I'll play the slave owner, please.
But seriously, the separation between church and state should be there. Like, cause
but it's not.
If some guy wearing a robe that molests little boys. They're allowed to do that, but two guys that actually want to fuck each other, or two women that want to fuck each other, they can't do that.
That's the problem.
Come
here,
little boy. Let me part your hair. I give you a lollipop.
Mm.
What the fuck?
This is the body of Christ.
I desperately want to make love to a schoolboy.
All right. Can we just come to the conclusion that, first off, I know we got a couple minutes left. We got to get out of here because the people with the podcast department are going to be pissy with us if we go over. Thank you. Can we come to the conclusion, though, that is the line? We were talking about crossing the line at the beginning of the show. Let's end it off in the same little realm here. This bitch is the line we don't cross. You can't marry inanimate objects, but gay marriage is good. Can I get Can I get a whoa gay marriage for the room, please?
Whoa.
Gay marriage.
Can we do it on you unison? Guys are horrible. Fucking horrible. Follow the leader, assholes. 1, 2, 3. Whoa gay marriage. Oh, my God. You guys are so awful.
Can you pass the Kool-Aid?
Follow the fucking leader. 1, 2, 3. Whoa gay marriage. Can we do this, please?
No.
I fucking, the bitch gone. Fuck it. It's horrible. Someone hit the closing music. I gotta get out of here. It's horrible. Show is horrible. Everyone on the cast is horrible. Even the fucking guests that we have sitting around here. Everybody's horrible. I hate you all. I'm probably gonna get fucking brought into another meeting. Ugh. But when they ask me, you know what I'm gonna do, Billy? When they ask me and they go, why do you do the things you do? I'm going to turn to them. Let's see if you guys can get this right. I'm going to go, they're going to go, why? And I'm going to look at them and say this. Because we can. That's right. Tam Radio right here. I am Uncle Eddie. We're getting the hell out of here. Sit back, relax, enjoy the ride. But remember, go to hamradioshow.com for further exploits. We're out. And remember, don't fuck the Buccaneer. Last word.
The following events take place on the Ham Radio Show. Here's what you missed.
What it is a woman at a Tim Hortons in Canada wigging the fuck out. There's no audio to this at all. She's doing is she's wigging the fuck out at some Tim Hortons representative, a kid, a cashier, someone who's getting her munchkin wannabes, little Timmies, or whatever the fuck they're called.
Oh.
And she's angry about it. So angry, in fact, that she decides to shit on the Tim Hortons floor.
Well, we don't know. Maybe she wanted to use the restroom. And instead of them calling the cops on her, they told her no.
So you still don't shit on the... Where is your logic? You still don't
Perhaps
shit.
Perhaps she had to really shit and she proved it
but
to
you
them.
Don't shit on the Tim Hortons floor. That's maybe, what separates maybe, us from the apes.
Maybe she wasn't a paying customer and wasn't allowed to use the bathroom.
It doesn't matter. Maybe they just went, you can't use the bathroom. It's broken. And she got mad. It does not matter.
Could be.
You still don't shit
on the Tim Hortons floor.
You gotta go. You gotta go.
Hey. No, you don't go on the Tim Hortons floor. That's Dunkin' Donuts quality at best. You and do that shit on the Tim Hortons floor.
Throw it at the guy.
Well, that's what happens next. Of course, thanks, Joe, for ruining the bit.
That's a bit.
As always.
Okay.
Well, because I'm trying to describe the video to people,
oh.
And you already took the payoff at the end.
No, the payoff is the waitress.
No, no, no. The payoff is Joe's mic getting muted while I tell the story.
I'm trying to do drugs.
Thank you. All right, so now Joe's mic is off because I can't deal with him interrupting. Now, here's the video. So now she's at Tim Hortons. She's yelling at the guy, all right, behind the counter. All right, she decides she's wearing, she looks like a normal lady, T-shirt, possible windbreaker wrapped around her, you know, her waist,
your typical,
yoga pants.
Your stereotypical streetwalker.
Pretty, no, she does not look like a streetwalker.
From here she does.
Oh, please, cataract man, she does not look like a streetwalker, she looks like a soccer mom at best. Please, please, Billy, stop trying to melodramatic this shit up. She looks like a fucking legitimate.
Leave that to the experts.
She, thank you. She looks like a legitimate soccer mom. She has a purse strapped across her fucking, you know, like she's Hercules and it's going across her tits. She's got literally a T-shirt from Old Navy on. She has a windbreaker wrapped around her waist. She's in the middle of the Tim Hortons.
She didn't make a lot of money that day, evidently.
All right. Billy, for some reason, thinks this is a hooker.
It is
which
now.
I don't know.
Why not?
Billy, in Billy's brain, thinks it's a hooker, which obviously shows you how many hookers Billy's been with, because if that's a hooker, then George Lopez is now our new pope, because that sure as shit is not a hooker.
Well, we don't
at
know.
At all. What, in Canada they have fucking soccer mom fucking hookers?
Maybe.
Yeah, that, no.
I'm sure they do.
Why is it when he has a migraine does he try to do material, Danny? Can you explain this to me?
I don't know.
I don't understand. When he's fucking perfectly straight.
No more Yankee, my wanky.
Yeah, he has
the
never.
The donga need food.
Nothing comes out of Billy's mouth. Now he has a migraine and now he's got a help, which
what?
Is weird.
He's got a hip.
He's got a help. All right, so now she's in the middle of the friggin' Tim Hortons. She's yelling at the guy. I think they've obviously sped this up a little bit. So she's now yelling at the guy about her munchkins or whatever the fuck they sell. She's getting angry. She's getting angry. She's getting angry, pointing, pointing, pointing. So you think this is a normal, okay, this lady is whatever, normal video. Of course it's not. She runs over, grabs a bunch of napkins from the dispenser, gets so livid, she starts stomping her feet, undoes the windbreaker that's around her waist, pulls down her yoga pants, leans on the wall, and decides to drop a deuce right in the middle of the Tim Hortons. And then proceeds to throw said deuce at the cashier, wiping her ass and then throwing shitty rags at the guy, and then leaves the building. Okay? Now, according to Billy, the hooker
left. She
got
what she wanted.
Okay, so according to Billy, the hooker left, which I doubt that she's a hooker. But she left, supposedly. From a lot of reports that we were reading before the computer seized up and went apeshit, and before Billy was having her hooker fantasies about a woman in a windbreaker as the hooker.
Somebody's
so let's just
gotta.
Name her. So Candy came into the Tim Hortons, and supposedly she was arguing. We don't know what exactly it was about because you had to get no audio on this. But supposedly,
the napkins were
now.
Ribbed,
now we're hearing from Dan. Wait,
pleasure.
hold on, shut up. We're hearing from Daniel in the Facebook live stream. It's the Langley Tim Hortons. That's what we're hearing right now. The Langley Tim Hortons.
Langley.
So look up Langley Tim Hortons.
So that maybe
let's give him a call. Let's talk to the Langley Tim Hortons and ask, is this the where the lady shit in your Tim Hortons? I'll delightfully call them up,
of course,
and ask them. Oh fuck yeah, I will. Joe laughed uncontrollably at this video, and I'm going to ask if we think that the lady's a hooker.
Well,
Billy can get on the phone
I put the link
and ask if she's a hooker.
I put a link in the chat room.
Too. All right, let's see. All right, Nick is getting me the number. Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. We turned you off for the whole show. What happened?
Did anyone clean the floor?
We don't know yet. We need to find out.
May still be,
according to Billy, he you know, and his hooker friend, we don't know what's going on. We have to find out.
Hey, the bitch makes me good money.
How is the bitch? How is that your primo hooker?
Well, she's not spent the money on toilet paper. She's shitting elsewhere.
She used the freaking the napkin dispenser to wipe her ass, and then threw poop at the guy, and then threw wads.
Maybe she just got
nasty.
Out of prison, man. That's popular
now, okay,
these days.
I would say that is more likely than she's a hooker.
Well, why do you think she went to prison?
Not for streetwalking.
Yeah.
Most streetwalkers that I know don't wear a windbreaker, an Old Navy t-shirt, and yoga pants.
Perhaps it was one of those days.
I was one of those days. She was. It was dressed down Friday.
Maybe.
Did I miss it? Did the hooker doesn't want to dress up?
Yeah.
Did I miss it?
British Columbia is a little rough sometimes. The weather sucks there.
Yeah. The Joe, by the way, Marcus says, fuck you, Joe, for laughing.
I'm reading.
I'm a former fast food worker. Fuck you.
Oh.
Dude, when I used to work at the movie theater, I saw this bitch take an orange soda upside the skull.
Really?
So, I mean, I laughed. I mean, I wasn't literally the one that got hit with it, so I laughed. It was pretty funny to me.
Eddie, well, you want sandwich?
You want sandwich? You want sandwich? I would love to see. Let's see if we can get
this. Would you have sex with that woman after she did that?
What do you mean?
In a poop shoot?
Well, according to Billy, I could rent her for an hour.
Probably could.
I don't understand where Billy's coming from.
I don't think I'd want to have sex.
Let's see. I want to watch it again because I want to see.
Okay.
We see the argument where she can't. Obviously, if we're making up the story now, she can't use the bathroom. Let's just say that.
Maybe.
Okay.
Excuse me, miss. You can't hook in our bathroom.
Okay.
Right.
Please
leave
the
door. But my pimp, Billy, from the Ham Radio Show said I could.
Yeah. No soliciting.
Yeah. All right, so let me get some napkins here. Miss, what are you going to do? Fucking shit on my floor? You don't think I will? Untied all the shit? Drops the yoga pants?
Drops the deuce.
And dumps. Now, what Joe is talking about is there's people directly behind. She's leaning on a wall. Not even a wall. Say a partition.
She's
between the two areas.
She's on a partition.
Yeah.
It separates the cashier area and the seating area.
Okay, I just said that. The partition. Thanks for yet again, Billy's really helping tonight.
He definitely
I'm working on it.
The partition. Now, directly behind the partition that Billy has noted separates the cashier from the restaurant area.
Right.
Directly behind that is a gentleman drinking his coffee and enjoying his little donuts at Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
Directly parallel to that guy is a couple, and then Billy, I don't know if Billy pointed out, no, Joe pointed it out, there's supposedly a waitress.
She comes over, she goes, you want fries with that?
I don't think she does.
That would have been funny if they serve fries at Tim Hortons.
Yes, it's not a restaurant.
Well, I don't know what Tim Hortons is.
Well, then be quiet.
Do we have any
Tim Hortons? Yet again, another one I don't need help from.
Yes, Joe, there were two of them on Staten Island.
Yes.
What are they, like coffee shops?
They serve donuts. Well,
Canadian Dunkin' Donuts.
Since we've already said 14 times that they serve donuts, I've said that 4,000 times that I was comparing it to shitting on the floor is what you do at Dunkin' Donuts.
So she made a Crella.
Thank you for listening to the program again, Joe, that you work on, you
it's
fuck.
It's just a Crella she
What is, by the way, Giggle saying?
Based on the looks of the women, Billy deemed hot enough to stick
you,
his...
Wait, hold on for 1 second. You stepped into this fucker right now.
Yes, I did. I don't know.
You mentioned hookers. So.
Based on the looks of the women Billy deemed hot enough to stick his penis in before he before he was with me.
Sorry,
Eddie keeps moving thing around.
Sorry, I moved
I can understand why Billy will believe that the woman in Tim Hortons is a hooker.
There you go.
Why not?
Thank you, Giggles.
Doesn't anybody ever watch Cops?
What up, Kirshner? Kirshner listening to the Ham Radio Show. Don't mind me. I'm just yelling and screaming and fighting.
And Nick says they sell potato wedges over there.
Potato wedges. Yeah. Like hash
it's
browns.
It's not fresh.
It's not french fries, right. You dumb
wedges
fuck.
Wedges
only
are
french fries
different
in America.
From hash browns.
Which is good.
In Canada, though, Joe. He's talking about the Tim Hortons in Canada. Did anyone get me a number for this place yet? I'd like to find out about the fucking shit.
There's three or four of them in the area.
In the Langley area?
Yes.
Do you have any number?
Sure.
Well, do you?
Feel free to call Canada.
Oh, why the fuck can't I? We pay for it. Why the fuck can't we call Canada?
I don't know if we can on this line.
Let's see if we can. Let's go to our phones.
I think long distance is free.
It might be. No, it's not.
Remember, I get a bill every month.
We don't follow Joe.
Ooh.
That's the problem. You have it written down or you can't write it? Is that too much? Was that too much to ask, too, Bill?
Migraine Bill.
Possibly. Yeah.
Hold on. Let's get Billy a pen. Let's do everything.
Country code.
Wait. Let's get Billy a pen. Billy, here's a piece of paper. Let's get Billy a piece of paper. We're going to do everything for Billy. Billy, here's
it's about time you fucking did something
Jesus
decent.
Jesus Christ.
Really?
Fucking major migraine doesn't know what he's doing.
I know exactly what he's doing.
Should I pick on who? That's from Nick. What is he talking about?
I think he says there are 10 of them. Should I pick one of them? Is
that what he's trying to write? I don't speak Canadian.
Neither do I.
Jesus Christmas.
Yeah, there's a shitload of them here. So.
There's a shitload.
You know.
Well, yeah. How many are in the Langley area? Is there 10? Is that what we're talking about?
1, 2, 3, 4, 8,
12. 8 plus 2? Now we're at 12.
12, 13, 14, 15.
All right, then forget about it. There's 15. There's no way you're not going to write. First off, I couldn't get you to write one number. You're not going to write 15 fucking numbers out. This is a shitty deal, says Carla Ford.
I would think so, yeah.
We should call one and see if they go, no, we're not the one that got shit on.
Or maybe they can give us the number.
Yeah, can I have the number for the one that got shit on? Let's see.
Perhaps.
We'd like to order some.
We'd like to order some non-shitty donuts.
We'd like to have a party there.
All right, let's see if it works. If it works, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. It's just that simple. Before our computer blew the fuck up. What the hell's the difference now? Really? We try to do this. Let's see.
Beep jacket time.
Beep jacket time.
Yep.
Let's see. It's ringing, Danny. It's ringing.
Of course it's going to ring.
By the way, later on the show, George Stone.
Hi, Tim Horton.
Hey, is this Tim Hortons?
Yeah.
Hey, Tim Hortons. By the way, you're on the radio. It's the Ham Radio Show. Quick question. We're in America. We're trying to find the... Langley's Tim Hortons where the lady took a poo on the floor?
One second.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, then.
See, we were told 1 second, so we have 1 second. She's helping us out.
1 second poo.
Later on, by the way, like I just said.
Hi, Tim Hortons.
Hi, how you doing? Is this Tim Hortons in Langley?
Yep.
Hey, how you doing? You're on the radio right now. This is the Ham Radio Show here in America. We're trying to find the Tim Hortons in Langley where the lady took a poop on your floor. She hung up.
Dead silence.
Perhaps that's the right one. We never know.
Well, we don't know.
We have been told by management not to comment on this.
The search for the Langley Tim Hortons rages on.
I'm telling you.
So, Danny, I don't know. You left the room. The lady hung up on
us. She hung up on us. That was
she didn't hang up. She didn't hung up fast.
No wonder people take a shit in their place.
I know.
It wasn't very nice.
Not good customer service. The last person that got shitty customer service shit on your floor.
That's right.
Could be.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying it might behoove you, maybe, to not be a bunch of scum-sucking pieces of shit.
I'd like to know what that guy said to her to invoke such a reaction.
When someone calls from America, you know what I mean? God, the last lady took a dump on your floor, which looked like a nice caramel-colored dump.
I think there should be a universal law that all your fucking surveillance cameras have to have microphones.
Yeah, I think so, too, yeah. Because you really get the true intent of what's going on, you know.
Later on in the show, by the way, Roger Stone will be here, a new author. Not new author. He's the author of the new book, Stone's Rules, How to Win at Politics, Business, and Style.
Wow.
It's a great book. It has each page is a new rule. It's good stuff. Billy should read it, but he has a migraine, and I don't want to hurt
maybe
him.
Maybe he could be my campaign manager.
Maybe. Billy, what do you got for me?
Oh, a woman could be facing charges after an irate confrontation at a Langley Tim Hortons Monday ended in a feces... In feces being thrown at staff. On Wednesday,
feces.
Surveillance video showing Tim Hortons staff being harassed was posted on live leaks and YouTube.
She had a live leak.
Yes, in the video, which has no sound, which obviously we've already said, a woman can be seen screaming at the staff and then squatting on the floor, relieving herself. She then picks up the excrement and throws it at staff.
By the way, that poop, we're talking about poop.
Yes.
Just so you know. Nick, by the way, Nick, our Canadian Unified Network Technician, or cunt.
Yeah.
Nick, did you get me is that the number for that, the exact Tim Hortons? Make sure you track that one down. I will call again and ask, but I want to make sure that I don't want to play, a round of grab ass on the phone. I want to make sure that's the exact Tim Hortons in Langley where the lady took the poop.
I think he said that was the headquarters.
So. That's the headquarters number?
Yeah.
I don't want to call the headquarters. They're not gonna put you on. They'll put you on hold.
Yeah.
You'll hear like some nice muzak.
And then they'll hang up on
you. And then they'll hang up on you.
Yeah, because
they're not gonna be that.
They've heard of you, even in Canada.
If we knew the exact cross streets and we could find the exact Tim Hortons where this lady dropped her deuce.
Maybe we could order some donuts.
According to Billy, she's possibly a hooker.
Why
a Canadian
not?
Hooker. She looks more like a soccer mom gone wild.
Oh.
Or a grandma. We can't really tell her age. By the video. Do you have an age in that article, Billy, or anything?
No.
Yeah. I would say
why is he so lively? He has a migraine. Why is he like, no?
Why do you wait?
I have nothing for you. No.
Why do you wait? Why do you wait 10 years?
To show any emotion.
What?
Did someone whittle out the piece of driftwood into a man? What happened?
I don't know.
No! I have nothing for you.
No. No. Really.
Don't ask again.
Oh, you get me? Don't ask again. Nothing. I don't have anything for you. No!
I have nothing for sale.
But the British Columbian Prosecution Service will review the circumstances and determine if charges will be laid.
But how can charges not be laid? Even if you get told you can't use a bathroom.
Yeah.
You okay? Shit.
We you don't you shit on the floor of the Tim Hortons.
That's gotta
it's
be
caught
illegal.
On film.
In America, urinating in public is a fucking crime.
Yes. No, not anymore. No, it's like smoking weed outside.
No.
It's fine.
Hey, that's in New York. In other places, it is.
In other places, they take shit seriously. A crime is a crime. But
yes.
Here, no. You're a criminal, but our jails are crowded, and it's not right. We're going to let you
I mean,
go.
I'm quite sure it's because it's Canada. It's not going to be like, you know, we have to get this bitch down, eh? It's going to be like, oh, she probably just had to take a poop. You know, what are you going to do? You know, like we had a moose come in here once and he fucking ate the donut.
Same thing.
So same thing, you know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Maybe she's an illegal alien.
It's possible.
Yeah. Could be. Maybe she could be an American.
She might have been trying to build a wall of shit.
That's right.
I don't know. And climb over it. I don't know.
Nick is just throwing out numbers.
Yeah, I can see. The numbers part is fine. But we have to narrow it down. I want to talk to the actual Tim Hortons. In Langley.
I'd like to talk to the woman.
We can't talk to the woman because she's detained, according to Billy.
She was released.
On her own recognizance.
Oh. Well, they don't say that. They just
I know, but I like
released.
Saying recognizance.
Was she released with a roll of toilet paper?
They caught her.
She's now the spokesperson for...
If I was Charmin, I would hire that bitch.
Fuck the Bears. Get me that chick that shits in the Tim Hortons.
What was that? No excuses jeans. They used to hire all these people like Monica Lewinsky and everything. They should
exactly. Yeah. No excuses toilet
Actually,
paper.
If I was Charmin's rival, I would hire that bitch to compete with the Bears.
No, I say no. Charmin's needs to nut up because the Bears don't use toilet paper. Charmin had at least the common decency in the Tim Hortons to wipe her ass with something.
With
you
napkins,
imagine?
So like a napkin company could say we're so strong, we're better than your toilet paper.
Flushable wipes. She should. She should wipe.
She can go to flushable wipes. She can. There's so many.
She could be a millionaire now.
Well, we know for a fact this is exactly what will happen.
Yeah.
She will become famous, and we'll still be down here doing the show.
We'll see that
That's exactly.
Ass,
she
yeah.
shit in the Tim Hortons. She will have a show. Next fall on Fox.
Yeah.
It's happening. It's what's going to happen.
Why not?
Speaking of other shows.
Yes, sir, Inspector.
You remember Kirsch?
Yeah.
You know Kirsch. Kirsch, by the way, listening to our shows, is a stand-up comic still floating around doing his thing. He's been in the business for a while. He has a live show. I believe it's called Kirsch and Dip.
Yeah, it's funny
well,
guy.
Well, he's funny a very guy. Funny guy. He's promoting our show, so I'm going to promote his show. Kirsch and Dip, it's somewhere on, go to his page. Oh. He's in here, I believe he's in the Facebook Live suite right now. It's a weird show. He does dip. And you know dip, the tobacco you put
right.
in between your gums and your cheek there?
A little chew, yeah.
And there's a little chew, and he talks about stuff, and then he spits into a cup. Yet again, he'll be on Fox in the fall. Not us.
Very popular in the South.
Very popular.
Yeah, she's at Dunkin' Donuts.
But he lives in Staten Island, but either way.
Right.
I mean, I'm just saying. Let's see. Nick is trying to narrow it down.
Of course.
He's checking. Do you see how good he is? How intrepid
Nick is
my cunt is?
He is the best.
Do you see how intrepid my cunt is? My
He's
Canadian,
like a well-trained...
My Canadian Unified Network technician, by the way.
The JJ.
He is checking out the Reddit. He's checking out people that are confirming it, where the location was. He has... he's saying it's the Willowbrook location or the 200th Street location.
There's two 200 streets.
Okay, so do you have the Willowbrook one, though, too? Is there a Willowbrook one?
There was one of them as well. It's, like, all together.
Well, that narrows it down to three. We went from 15 to three.
I believe that is the number I gave you was the Willowbrook
one. Was the Willowbrook one. All right, so the Willowbrook one is the one that hung up on us. So let us try the... later, we'll try the 200 Street location. If Nick doesn't narrow it down to see where we are with the pooping, the pooping that happened in Canada.
Pooping.
It happened to pooping.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna let you laugh at your own shit.
Well, I don't really think I'm funny.
I've never met someone that thinks he's so funny.
Wait, backtrack. Because he's like, I don't think I'm really that funny.
But yeah,
he'll try and rip out.
But he'll Shecky Green the fucking room up.
Well,
the whole night.
It's sort of like when you go on a stage at the improv and you test out the material and see if it's funny.
Yeah, but Joe, you recite jokes like a fucking kid with cerebral palsy reads Shakespeare. That's what you do.
I have no timing, and that's
to be or not to be.
I have my friend Sally who tells me all these jokes, and he's a really good joke teller.
So can we get Sally and fucking replace you with Sally?
Sally is now the new engineer on Hario. Yeah. It's official.
He tells a joke, and everybody's hysterical, and I'll tell the exact same joke.
Well, they just heard it. Well, they just heard the joke.
No, he's saying maybe he'll tell somebody else that wasn't there that same joke.
Absolutely.
Because your delivery sucks.
Yeah.
It's all about the delivery.
Joe, go ahead. Right before we go to break, I want you to give me a fucking joke.
Okay.
Seriously.
Okay.
By the way, the personal issue with Billy is that he didn't want to hear Joe's jokes anymore.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's what the fuck it was.
There's these three people on a desert island.
Three people on a desert island. There's, everyone trying to follow.
There's go ahead. Two guys and one girl.
Two guys. One girl.
And one girl. So what happens is they say, well, we got to climb up this tree to see if there's any passing ships. So the two guys get together. He says, listen, he says, we're two guys, one girl. He says, nobody can fuck this girl. We have to stay without fucking this girl. You know, that's no good because then we'll start fighting over her. We can't do that. So he says, all right, that's good. He says, all right, go up the tree and start looking for things. The minute he goes up the tree, he grabs the broom and he starts banging away like that. So the guy yells down and he goes, I lost the joke up already.
All
right,
see?
Okay.
You see?
I'll go back again. he goes.
Shut the fuck up!
All right, so Nikki Benz, Gia Nova, what? And Paulie K on the show.
I can fix the joke.
All right. You have one last attempt.
Okay.
This is it.
So the guy goes up in the tree, and he starts looking down, and he starts yelling out, stop fucking that girl. Stop it. I told you we weren't supposed to fuck that girl. The guy's looking at him and says, I ain't fucking nobody. What are you doing? He says, stop fucking that girl. So anyway, he comes down in the tree, and the other guy goes up. So then the other guy jumps on the girl, and he starts fucking the girl. So the guy looks down and says, wow, he says, he's right. From up here, it does look like they're fucking. Yeah, good.
I'm sorry, did you actually, that was...
Shut the fuck up!
Wait, I'll turn off your mic in a minute. That was the fucking joke?
Well, you know...
Holy shit, Joe.
Sally told that it was funny.
I don't even understand the fucking... Like, there was no premise.
The guy goes up the tree.
And
he starts yelling, stop that fucking. But they're not fucking.
Okay, so, and Chris, look at Chris going, what?
Then the other guy goes up the tree, and he looks up in there, and the guy is fucking. He goes, wow, he was right. From up here, it doesn't look like they're fucking. You get it?
No! I don't get the fucking joke! From up there? Where is the punchline, Joe?
The punchline is the guy is really getting laid, and the guy thinks he's not because he says he thinks it looks like he's fucking from up there. I told it all wrong. I fucked it up.
You cannot tell jokes!
I'm not going to tell no more jokes. I can't stop. Well,
if you don't make us laugh, I will shock you.
All right.
You want to wait? You want to wait till we come back?
I got to know.
What do you want to do?
Anytime you tell me, you're the boss. But I'll tell
you. Right before we go to spots, I want to hear a joke.
Okay.
And if I don't laugh,
right, this joke never
fails. I'm finding the taser and I'm fucking tasing you.
This joke never fails. This is funny.
Go ahead.
I'm lifting.
We haven't tased somebody in a while.
Okay.
I have a taste for it. So let's do it.
Okay, I got a choice between two jokes. I'll tell the dog joke. That's an easy one.
Oh, please, tell the dog joke.
Guy walks into a bar. He's got a dog under
his arm. He says, ow!
So he puts the dog on top of the bar, and he goes to the bartender. He says, give me a beer. So the bartender gives him a beer. And then the dog goes, bartender, give me a beer. Whoa, the bartender gets all excited. He says, look at this dog. He's talking. He says, that's all right. He goes, he's over 18. Give him a beer. So he gives the dog a beer, the guy a beer. They're both having beers. The bartender, the two guys, they're talking, having a good time. So the guy goes, he says, excuse me. He says, I got to go to the bathroom. He says, keep an eye on my dog. He says, oh, okay. So the bartender goes, dog, he says, can you do me a favor? The dog goes, sure. He says, here's a quarter. Go around the corner and buy me a newspaper. He says, I can't leave the bar. He goes, okay, no problem. So he goes out. The dog goes out the door. Guy comes back. Goes, my dog, my valuable talking dog. Where is he? He says, I just want to run the corner and get me a paper. I'll be right back. Guy runs out of the bar crazy. He goes around, and he sees the dog indulging in sexual intercourse with another dog. And he goes to the dog. He goes, dog. He says, you never did that before. And the dog goes, I never had a quarter before. I hear crickets.
Shut the fuck up!
Where's my taser?
That's still good.
Where is my fucking taser?
I think it's funny.
This is why I hold...
We delayed paying sponsors.
No. It holds no merit when Joe ever tells me...
Yeah.
When Joe tells me... Yeah. Oh, I didn't think the show was funny today, or oh, there was parts in the show that weren't funny. Right there is the reason I don't give a fuck what you say, yeah. Because you have the fun. You literally are the saltpeter to the hard-on of comedy. I swear to God, you are the limp.
That was the
dick.
Longest joke ever.
Literally,
that was a long joke. I have longer ones.
Oh, look, my train's coming.
Can I have your attention, please? Joe just derailed the show. Thank you for listening.
It's Nick, and of course, I know you probably missed this week of the Ham Radio Show, or you want to hear it again. Well, don't worry. Here's a piece of ham you might have missed.
All women think they're ugly. Hate to fucking burst your bubble. Every woman in the world, even yes, they do, Joe. They all have self-doubt. When you talk to them directly, they'll fucking tell you that, oh, no, I'm... Like, even the incredibly fucking hot ones. Even the porn stars. Every single one of them go, oh, they'll find something wrong with themselves.
Well,
okay, so that's there, Joe. I don't give a shit if you agree with me. I don't give a fuck.
No,
you can moan in the corner. I don't care.
I don't mean it that way. I know we all have self doubts and things like that.
Women have more self doubt than men. Danny left the house looking like that.
Yeah,
I left the house looking like this.
Yeah,
Billy left the house looking like that. And you were fucking are not wearing suspenders because you have a rip in your fucking ass in your pants.
I don't care.
Okay, we don't give a shit.
No, we don't.
We don't care. Women care too much.
We're not as cosmetic as women. That's
women
sure,
care too much. So women feel.
Women only dress up to impress other women.
Thank you, Billy. You have a brain. Joe does not. Now,
that being said,
so now what happens is Demi Lovato goes through this whole thing where she was cutting herself. She was doing cocaine. She fucking punched the fucking one of the Jonas Brothers girlfriends or some shit.
Ooh,
I don't know the whole story. I just know that that's what happened. And then she went into exile for a while. And then she miraculously got it. She went to rehab. She read the fucking 12-step program. She probably talked to Michael Lohan.
Ooh.
Went to fucking passages over there in fucking Santa Monica. Did all this fucking shit. And then now she became...
What a Bible.
Now she's has a rebirth. She's renewed. She's revigored. And every other re-word you can fucking throw at it.
Ooh.
She comes out there and now she's a sex symbol. Now she's, all this stuff. Now, my point being is how does it empower women? Because now she's doing the photo shoot. And so she's naked. She's in a bathtub. She's looking ridiculously hot like she always did. Even when she was fucking on the coke and she was cutting herself because she didn't feel fucking beautiful because women are morons. And women never see how beautiful they are.
Yeah.
So right there, that's you. That's not the world. That's you. That's the shit you put on yourself. You do. Okay? Now, so that all happens. Now, does the photo shoot and is now being hailed as, let me hear, because I have the photo shoot here. Now being hailed as the woman who's empowering women. Now, if she was horrendously fat, or in a car accident, was scarred for life, and was going up and posing, and going like, with her decrepit body, going, I'm pretty, look at me! That's empowering a woman, because you're going past all the bullshit, right? And you're going, look at me, I'm beautiful, fuck off. That's what you're saying to the world. Now, just like these fucking Halloween costumes, it's a hot chick telling us that she's hot. Is what we're at now. So how is that empowering women? On top of that, how is there a difference? Now explain me this, please. Explain me. Explain it to me. Let me understand.
Explain.
Explain. How the fuck there's a difference between what she's doing and what a fucking stripper does or a porn star? And why are they considered sluts and whores and pieces of shit? Like, they're always cast out. Oh, you don't want to be like them. But yet, she's doing the exact same thing. The only difference is she's covering her nipples in the photo shoot. Her ass is totally out there for a shot. Her beautiful, juicy, fat ass that I want to fucking car wash with my tongue is in the picture. Beautiful. The only thing is they cover the pussy and they cover the nipples in the photo shoot. Okay. Ooh, terrific. So when someone else does it, like a stripper or a porn star, how is that not empowering women who get naked, who make us, because we're moronic, we're men, we're stupid, go out there and throw money at them like morons, like we've never seen a pair of tits before in our fucking lives. And we do that. We show up to strip clubs, and we go, take our money. Here you go. And we're morons. And thank you, girl on the show. We're fucking, oh, it's the kid on the show. Thank you, kid on the show. We go out there, and we fucking throw money at, like, we've never seen a pair of tits or a pair of ass cheeks in our fucking life. So how the hell is that not empowering? That enrages me. Because then the third story that I saw this weekend about empowering fucking women is, there's, is that the fucking nail in the coffin? What was that? The final story was Haley, I don't know her fucking last name, not Duff or one of those. She's one of the new ones. She was in True Grit. She was got an Academy Award nomination. She has a song, Danny, if you can find this song. It's Love Myself. Haley something or other. I don't know her fucking name. She was also in Pitch Perfect, too. She's friends with Taylor Swift. That's how she got a fucking record deal. Even though she was a fucking Academy Award-winning actress. Now, of course, now she's a musician. Because most fucking actors, Billy will attest to this, want to be fucking rock stars. And most rock stars want to be fucking actors.
Yeah, what is that?
That's usually how it fucking works.
That's true, yeah.
Usually how it fucking works. So now, she's now in this. She's on the fucking air, and they're talking about this thing. It's a news story. And she's talking about how this song is about loving yourself. No, the song's about loving yourself as in masturbation.
Ooh.
It's about a girl playing with her pussy.
Yeah.
That's what the song's about. Listen to the fucking lyrics. That's what the song's about.
Steinfeld.
Thank you. Steinfeld. Is it Haley or?
Haley Steinfeld.
Haley Steinfeld.
She spells it H-A-I-L-E-E.
Okay. Now, I would rather you be honest and say the song's about, I don't need a man because I can make myself come. I'd rather you be honest. Don't tell me it's about empowering women. Because it's not. Don't tell me that you're fucking sitting there and telling the world it's about loving yourself on an emotional level. It's not. It's about fucking rubbing your pussy. That's exactly what it's about. It's about rubbing your pussy. Here's a bit of the song. It's literally about pussy. Rubbing your pussy, masturbation. You've heard this song everywhere you've gone. Everyone's heard this fucking song.
She's not bad looking.
She's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. You know why, Danny? She's a fucking Academy Award nominated actress.
She's got blowjob lips, too.
She does have beautiful blowjob lips. But she ain't blowing you because she's masturbating and writing song. Listen to this song. Pictures in my mind on replay. I'm going to touch the pain away.
Okay, I just want to point that
the song's about having a spank bank and fucking finger fucking yourself.
Yeah, well, I want to point out in this video,
but it's empowering women. Go ahead.
Video, she's wearing a shirt that says self-serving.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
With an arrow pointing to her cunt. She wants to have an orgasm. I don't need anyone else. Come on. Can't love myself, no, I don't need anybody else. Any Friday or night, I love me. It's about fucking yourself. All right. So now you've heard this song. All right? Now, where, and they let this on the radio. Nick wants to know, yeah, here in America, they let down the radio. I don't know if they have it, because I know, yeah, that's, is that the pussy? What is that? Is that your penis, Billy? What is that? That's penis angry. Must ejaculate.
That was Billy self-serving himself.
That's what Billy sounds like when he jerks off. Yeah, they skip on ham radio. They skip on this show, but there's a song about rubbing your pussy. That's what it is about.
Well,
but
you can
Dude, listen to the lyrics. You can interpret it any way you want. She says using memories on replay in her brain, so she has a spank bank, and she's going to rub the pain away.
I love daddy.
She loves daddy, okay?
It's a double entendre.
Yeah, it's a double entendre. I like the fucking double her tundra.
Tell you
that right now.
Does that mean when we whack off, we're doing the same thing?
Yes, we're loving. We're empowering ourselves. We're loving ourselves.
I'm a very powerful guy.
It's self-serving sons of bitches. Yes. That's exactly what we are. Hashtag self-service.
Okay.
That's exactly what the fuck we're doing. That's my point. That's my point. By the way, someone thought that that noise was the Legion of Doom.
I think it was.
Oh, what a rush.
That's what they thought that was.
Bye.
I'm just saying, the point is that don't tell me it's fucking empowering women when you have slutty Halloween costumes and the word sexy nurse, sexy kitty, sexy pizza boy.
Why don't you empower, like, fat men and
I said I must be empowering fat dudes everywhere. I must be, because...
Like sitting in a bathtub naked.
Yeah. I should take a picture of me in a bathtub filled with milk and cereal, and me eating my own stuff like that. I'm self-serving myself. You fucking... Stop lying to yourselves. Oh, really? That's what infuriates me the most. Stop lying to yourselves and telling yourselves that you're fucking empowering anybody. This is what the girls have to fucking look forward to in life. All right, this is what you're telling them. You're telling not telling them, look, rub your pussies, ladies. I'm not saying that that's wrong. Please feel free to rub your pussies.
Self-awareness is good.
Feel free to rub your pussies.
Planet Fan 92 says, yes. I can't wait for the bikini and the snow pitches to empower Alaskan prostitutes.
Absolutely.
Yes, I agree.
In the middle of clubbing seals, they'll lean over and go, I'm a naughty schoolgirl. Tee-hee. Yeah. Club. Fuck you. Fuck you and lying about empowering women. You're not. You know what's going to empower a woman? Tell your daughter she could become something in life other than a fucking slutty cop. How about that? How about you let her dress up like a doctor? It doesn't have to be slutty doctor. What about a full-length doctor, fucking a pair of scrubs and a fucking doctor's jacket? Why can't she do that? No, it has to be slutty doctor. We're slutty nurse.
I don't get, and I know your niece is all.
We have to go to break. You're the one that's going to yell at me. So
but no, like all your nieces, I get they're in the same age range. They roll with each other all the time. But why are they all going as the same thing?
I don't think they're all going as the same thing. I think the two of them, the two sisters, are going as cops. I don't know what the other one's going at. And the other two sisters, so one of them is the one that's afraid of Halloween, and then the other one is not fucking doing it. That's nothing. Piney's kid's afraid of Halloween, and I don't think he's doing anything for Halloween. Fucking is a new thing. Now the kids, because we're raising pussified kids, now they're all afraid of Halloween. Sure. You know what they're probably afraid of? The sluts! They're afraid of the sluts! They're afraid they're gonna get an STD, along with their candy. That's what they're fucking afraid of.
Andy, you want to cut a promo for us?
Yeah, what do you want me to promo?
I want you to say, hi, this is Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I can say, hi, this is Beetlejuice.
And you're listening to?
I'm listening to...
Ham Radio.
Ham on air?
Ham on air, Ham Radio.
Ham Radio?
Damn right, close enough, we'll take it. Thank you, Beetlejuice.
Okay. What do you mean, Ham Radio? I know what Ham Radio is. How do you like to stick my cock in you right now? Get all the air that.
That is the... I couldn't answer fucking more than that.
It's almost the best offer I've had all week.
Don't go anywhere. More insanity to follow.
Let's have a listen.
It's a Three Doors Down cover. This is Superman, as sung by Filipino Heat, Mark Rubino. Sit back, enjoy. It's Ham Radio, bitches.
I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body somewhere in the sands of time. I watched the world go to the dark side of the moon. I feel there is nothing I can do. Yeah! I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon. After all, there has to be something between me and you. I really don't mind what happens now and then. As long as you be my friend to the end. If I go crazy, then you'll call me Superman. If I'm alive and well, you'll be there holding my hand. I'll keep you by my side because you're human, my kryptonite. Yeah. You call me strong, you call me weak, but still your secrets I will keep. You took me for granted all those times, I never let you down. You stumble ahead and bump your head, if not for me then you'd be dead. I pick you up and put you back on solid ground. If I go crazy then you'll call me Superman. If I'm alive and well, you'll be there holding my hand. I'll keep you by my side, because you're human, my kryptonite. Yeah.
Yeah! God damn, I missed that motherfucker.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried. You're listening to Ham Radio with Uncle Eddie.
Ah, Uncle Eddie, he's the man. Without him, I'd be in the gutter, a drunk, life passing me by. He made me what I am today. Uncle Eddie, you are the greatest. Now, is that what you wanted to hear?
Yeah, was that so freaking hard? Here, here's your Circus of Power CD back. I didn't scratch it.
Good.
Thanks for nothing.
Fatty.
Stupid.
Dog. Yeah.
Placenta falls to the floor.
Sam Radio. Just like any song that has placenta in it, I'm cool with.
This would have been good to play for that show we did a while back with with all the different weird,
sex acts.
Yeah.
Ugh, fucking that show still to this day. It was like it was yesterday. It was like it was, you know, it's like we taped it today. All right, it's fresh in my fucking brain. It will never go anywhere.
Yeah.
Horrible. Alright, well, from one thought of depravity to the next. It's Ham. Did I fucking do the intro? I think I did. I'll do it again. It's Ham Radio. Right here. HamRadioShow.com. I'm Uncle Eddie. Sitting in Battery Boy, of course, the producer of the show. And Billy Nicknames, who is just in depth into fucking doing his prep work, because he doesn't go to meetings, so he does the prep work during the show, and so it's fun.
Keeps it fresh and entertaining, otherwise I'd be bored.
During the break, he does it.
During the break, I do the work here.
No, I usually go take a piss.
Like we said before, it's Free For All Friday. Woohoo! Free For All Friday. We have
Free For All Fridays. Woohoo!
Jim, thanks for hitting your quote. It's Free For All Friday. Something that came across our desks, something that we found that was incredibly funny. We've been watching it. I think Billy has not watched it fully yet, so it's always funny to get Billy's reaction to things.
That's why I don't go to the meetings, otherwise we would have this bit.
It's because of that we do need to play this. It's called Retarded Sex Ed. Maybe many of you probably have heard this. If you haven't, you sit back and put your happy, happy, fun face on, because this is going to be something in which you're going to laugh. This is made in 1973, if I'm correct.
Yes, I believe.
Yeah, we looked
Bill
that up.
Just looked it up.
1973. This is what they. It's like a kind of instructional video
for retards
to teach them sex ed and shows for in like a documentary style how. They, these people at this institute, wherever the fuck it is, because of course we didn't do that much research, we only knew it was from 1973, how they go about teaching retards sex ed. Because, you know, you got to teach retards. We don't want them procreating. We want them to know what the hell, you know, what that little dingle thing hanging from their legs is. Or that, you know, it's worse that there are slits in this world that claim not to be retarded. So if you have a retarded slit, and the retarded slit goes out there and bangs another retard, and then those retards get together and they go, and they bang, we got retard babies. And we don't want retard babies.
Not necessarily.
The chances are two negatives equaling out a positive are very slim. They're very slim, Barry Boy.
Yeah, but it's just like same principle of a midget.
So if two midgets get together, there's a better chance.
They might not have a midget kid. It's all genetic. Right?
Oh, great. Here we go with that genetic crap where things skip a generation and cause this and that and the other thing. I didn't go to ninth grade science class either because this shit was boring.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Billy Nicknames.
I only had to go through it twice. I learned a little here and there.
All right. So what we have is footage of this documentary. This is Retard Sex Ed, 1973. Barry Boy, if you will be so kind as to play this, let's just join the voyage together. Retard Sex Ed, Ham Radio.
Sex education should also involve instructing them how to recognize and avoid sexual exploitation.
Well, that's true.
Trainables are particularly...
Trainables? Trainables?
Well, it was before political correctness, so, you know.
But they called them retards. Why don't they just call them fucking retards?
Because they were trainables. Because you could teach them something, so they weren't totally mentally retarded where they were.
What are they, puppies?
Shot.
Retarded puppies.
They got training wheels on them?
Do they fucking put wee-wee pants out for these kids, though?
Probably do.
But when they take a shit on the floor, do they rub their nose in it?
There you go.
As they should. Fucking having too many chromosomes, motherfucker.
The early 70s, lots of good drugs.
True.
Thus, you know, trainables? Yeah, sure, that sounds good. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Well, back to the trainable.
Characteristics of trust, lack of judgment, and desire for affection.
And don't eat marbles!
These individuals must be trained and exposed to well-supervised social situations in order to relate to both sexes.
Want to go to sock hop? Pink sock hop.
Pink sock hop.
Sweet.
Oh, this next one is right after that.
Right, so that's the intro.
That's the intro. This one is they're describing another word for penis.
Well, I say Danny. Good.
I say Billy.
Well.
Penis. Say penis.
Penis.
Penis. Penis.
Louder.
Penis.
Give me another word for penis.
Prick.
Prick.
Peter. Alimony check.
Peter.
Cock. The retards are beating me.
Rod.
They're going quicker than me.
Rod.
Dick.
Prick. That rhymes.
Meat. What? Ding meat?
Ding dong. Ding dong?
Did it say meat?
Who says meat? Wand.
70s.
This is fucking Harry Potter. Who calls that dick a wand? Now, even the bitch is laughing.
Wiener.
Wiener, Billy.
Talking about and using sexual terminology is difficult for many people because of the guilt and embarrassment from our heritage.
What do you mean?
Okay. Prick. Peter.
This is all the shit I call hamster.
Dick. Meat. Ding dong. Wand. Wiener. Tool. Joint.
Billy.
Oh, my God.
What?
Somebody was calling your name. Who calls their dick a joint, first off? Can I bring that up? Billy, you're the oldest person in the room.
Do you smoke it? I'm like,
well, that was the idea back then. You know, hey, I got a joint for you.
But in 1973, they called their dick joints? Who calls their dick a joint?
I don't know, but you want to see them explaining your dick getting hard? Yes, hard?
Of course I do. Okie dokie, play it.
I found some pictures that might help explain
that might turn you on.
What happens. This is the male penis here.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
Mm. This is just a dude and a retard, right?
Right.
Sitting on a couch together. All right, so a dude, retard, sitting on the couch together, and he's showing them what would, by today's standards, be fucking pornography.
Yes.
And now he's showing them just like, this is the dick. This is your joint.
Yes.
All right. Let's go back to the retards.
This is your wand.
This is your wand.
It's soft at this time. It does get hard. Yeah. Now, you had to ask me how it gets hard, right?
How it doesn't get hard.
Well, there's a picture of the male penis. This is the same man with the penis getting hard. Every man's penis can get hard at certain times. Do you ever?
Yeah, but that guy fucking gets hard in a fucking, Arabian bathhouse.
Ever have that happen to you?
Once in a while.
Yeah, do you ever wonder about it?
Yeah, I wonder about it.
Yeah. I wonder
what
about it.
What happens after it gets hard?
I go to sleep at night.
Yeah.
Stop.
I go to sleep at night. What did he say?
It pops up.
It pops up. It pops up.
It's like a Pop-Tart.
And then I put my mouth on it because I'm hung like a mule.
Picks up it, goes into the chorus, then it goes down.
Very good. You know, inside the male penis, there are a lot of little blood vessels in there, inside, and these kind of swell up, and that's how it gets hard. And it's a very normal...
It swells up like mommy's eye when daddy found out I was a retard.
Normal thing. Every boy goes through that. Every boy goes through that. You realize that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, as long as you know that.
As long as you know that, damn fuckstick.
Oh, man.
You're like a fucking coat hanger with fucking cells. Horrible. Ugh. Why do we...
They gotta know these things, Ed.
They
gotta know.
Are they having a lot of sex? Are the retards really having that much sex?
You never know, man. They could be freaks, I bet you. Billy would know.
Billy would know. He's had a lot of sex with retards.
No, he's got some wacky neighbors. You never know.
You never know.
All right, here's them.
What's the next clip
on
this?
They're talking about the difference between a man and a woman.
Oh, okay. A brain.
The other things that make a man and a woman different.
Money.
Okay. Now, what about up here?
That's her brain.
Are they the same? Not as a man. No. Okay. Nancy, do you know what a woman has?
A big fat mouth.
What are these called?
Money makers.
Do you know a word? Do you know a word for those?
Maracas.
Any word? Anybody?
A breath.
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 Okay.
Like
do you know
chicken.
Any other words for those?
Tits.
Okay.
Tits.
Right.
Nice. Good job, retard. They're called tits. Very nice.
Did they get a door prize for getting right or something?
They get the milk bone. They get to touch the teacher's tits.
Oh, this is actually...
Notice that she's not doing a diagram. It was just a naked dude and herself naked, and the guy just comes over and goes, tits! Honk, honk.
This one's actually really fucking funny, Ed.
What is this one?
This one was the mom catches the retard jerking off in bed. But you gotta hear the audio on the way.
I love the way Barry Boyce sets this up. This is the retard, and he's jacking off, and his mom walks in.
Just listen to the way. Just listen to the mother.
All right, good.
All right, so now he's in bed. He's doing the deed.
All right, so he's jacking it.
He's jacking it.
Jacking off, Billy. He's jacking off.
It's under the covers, you see him.
Oh, excuse me, Ricky.
Busted.
Ricky, I did see what you were doing. It felt good, didn't it?
Whoa.
That's a little child molester there walking in a retard. He's whacking. That felt good,
that
didn't
felt
it?
Good, Jimmy. Or is it Ricky?
Ricky.
And this is coming from Barry over here.
Yeah, Barry.
Little child molested.
Fucking
shut up, stupid.
Hey, Ricky. It's Barry Lowe.
Wait, it gets better.
It fucking can't get
it's
better
all right.
than this.
We all have feelings like this sometimes.
Ugh.
I'm just glad you're doing this in the privacy of your own room.
Instead of at the dinner
when
table like your father.
Older, we'll have to talk more about these feelings and what causes them and how we can control these feelings.
Imagine the retard's looking at a picture of his mom. That's how he's jerking off. And she's like, we'll talk about it later, Ricky.
You're taking the kid's body, sitting there going, shut up, bitch. I'm in the middle of something.
Yeah, I'm jerking off. It's the only normal thing my fucking body can do.
Mom just gave me blue balls.
I got
the fuck out of here.
Mom just cock blocked myself.
I'm sorry I intruded on your privacy. I'll be sure to knock next time.
You see how polite she is? I mean, come on, retard or not, your mother catches you jacking off. You think she's going to be, I'm sorry I invaded your privacy. I'll knock next time.
Ricky, put down the retarded cock. Put down your retarded cock. Right, now stop jerking it. Stop it.
Don't point that at me.
Oh, now you just shot retarded goo on my fucking check carpet. You asshole. I should have poked you in the head with the fucking metal hanger like I was told to. Retard.
Okay.
This manner of response frees the child of guilt and assures
him. How the fuck does it free you of guilt? Your mom just caught you whacking the bag. How does that free you of guilt? You're jerking
off. Because she said,
and your mom walked in. Wait a minute.
It's natural, and you're supposed to do that.
Plus, she'll knock next time, so he can stop.
Yeah, excuse me, Jimmy, are you jacking up, Ricky?
His name is Ricky.
Sorry,
get it right.
Sorry, he's retarded. It doesn't matter. Hey, shit for brains. Are you jerking off? Who the fuck does that?
It opens communication between parent and child and introduces the concept of responsibility for his behavior.
Ridiculous. It's not real. Dude, if your mom caught you whacking off, Barry Boy, your mom walks in, catches you jerking the gherkin in the middle of your room with your giant Danaconda. You know, probably take you two hands. And you got a giant Danaconda going. And she catches you jerking off. Is she going to be that fucking nice to you?
Oh, no. That's what I was saying before. Were you retarded or not? She's going to be like, what the hell are you doing?
But you think she's doing it just because the kid's retarded and he doesn't know better? Or do you think this is the way?
Maybe that's what it is.
Because she sounds fucking zooted. That mother sounds gone.
I bet you feel good, didn't it?
Didn't it?
It's the 70s. I'm sure she was shooting something into them veins.
Here's the one explaining what a wet dream is.
Oh, great. Playdish.
As a first step in understanding reproduction, we need to prepare trainables for the emotional and physical changes in their bodies.
Hey, retard!
Children need this information before they reach puberty.
That's right.
Adolescents and adults who have never had this training need this knowledge as a foundation.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Frank.
How come you haven't gotten up yet?
Frank, some beans.
Oh. When did that happen?
When you started jerking me off before the director said action.
Or does it just happen now? Do you know?
No.
Well,
no, because I'm retarded.
Maybe it was a wet dream. Do you know what a wet dream is?
Notice that the music gets higher.
How old are you now? You must be about...
They veer off. See, I knew it. I knew it. They fucking totally fucking faded out because the retard screwed up his lines. And he was like, you jerked me off before we did this.
If you watch that clip, the guy sits down in the bed with the kid. It's like he's like leaning over on him and like rubbing him kind of like he's trying. That was a little creepy to me.
No, wait till we get to the last one. I have one more, and then the last one, I'll show you creepy.
Right, wait, so we have two?
You're going to show me creepy, Ben.
No, yeah, two more left.
The fucking, we bow to the king of creepy.
Two more left.
Motherfucker.
All right, this one, they talk about three holes a female has.
Yeah, two of which should be closed at all times.
Sandy, we're going to talk again about the parts of your body.
Sandy, okay? We're going to talk again about the fucking holes that you have in your fucking head. Number one, you are a fucking dumb, retarded slit.
Girl has three holes between her legs. Yeah. Three.
Three,
how
Billy.
Many, Sandy?
Three.
Okay, now three. Let's look at this picture.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
This hole here is the hole where you make a BM.
A poopy!
It's called your rectum.
Rectum, damn near killed him.
And this
Uranus.
Hole here is the hole from which you pee.
When
you go to the bathroom or urinate.
Yes, what else would you use it for?
Well, that's just used to urinate.
Making money in fucking Tijuana?
No, that's another hole, and we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that hole, you dumb bitch.
To show that the lesson is being understood. And then, a few...
You got that, Ed? It was the lesson understood? Because you have to show that the lesson's, you know, understood.
Yeah, so, is somebody going to fuck the retard?
Two days or a week later, review the exercise to check on the progress.
All right, so let's review.
Okay. Yeah, let's review. All right, so far we've learned that it's like 47 names for your dick, one of which is joint, and the other one was meat and beef.
And it's okay for your mom to catch you jacking off.
As long as you're a retard.
Yeah, because she'll knock next time.
And poor Ricky, you know, needs his privacy because it felt good, didn't it, Ricky? It felt good.
It really did.
Didn't it? Look at me. Didn't it? And then also we learned that retards have wet dreams. We learned that from the other guy, the guy that was definitely molesting that child before he decided to shoot his retard goo all over the bed.
And the retards learned that they women had tits and breasts.
Tits and breasts. Breasts.
Vagina.
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 Hey, do you think a retard could get a pink sock?
I'm sure they can.
I'm sure they enjoy it.
All right, this one is kind of creepy.
Look at Barry Boy getting right back on the fucking horse.
This is, they're talking about avoiding the exploitation of sex.
What do you mean?
So, don't become a victim.
Don't become a victim? All right.
Sex education should also involve instructing them how to recognize and avoid sexual exploitation. Trainables are particularly vulnerable because...
Now, in this, right, you can't see the video, but they're in the bathroom, and they're standing at the urinals. The retard standing at the urinal, and the guy peeing in the next urinal is like...
Is Billy?
is fondling him and rubbing his back and stroking him.
Yeah.
And then finally...
Is he a senator?
He tapped his foot.
He wasn't tapping feet.
I have a very wide stance.
He wasn't in the stall.
Because of common characteristics of trust, lack of judgment, and desire for affection. These individuals must be trained and exposed to well-supervised social situations in order to relate to both sexes.
So wait, are they saying that they don't want gay retards?
No, they don't want the kid being any of them to become a victim, like somebody just preys on them. You know, like how you, when you go out on Friday nights and you're looking for chicks. Like,
yeah, but that's later, the best one.
They're saying the retards are vulnerable, and there's people like Billy who would go out there.
Not
and,
me.
You know, prey on them.
Well,
I'm good without that. I would.
Would you fuck a retard? That's a good question. No. That's a good Q&A of the day, right?
I mean, is she hot like a retard? Does she look good? I don't know.
Did you just say she's hot like a retard?
No, I said, is she hot?
All right.
Then, I mean, she's looking pretty good. Why the hell not?
All right, so what if she definitely, she has a body like, who do you like? Who the fuck is your go-to girl in the Spank Bank? Who's your go-to girl?
I was liking, who did I have up there the first time out? Anna Paquin over there? That True Blood scene?
All right, she looks like Anna Paquin, body-wise.
Right.
But she's got a face like fucking Corky from Life Goes On. Same hair as fucking...
I might.
Doesn't have the fucking, you know, bowl haircut.
Might need some, like, LSD or a lot of drinks.
So that's pretty much a no. You're trying to be funny, but you're not being funny. You would not fuck her either.
It'll be a coin toss.
All right.
You'd go and you'd, like, do all kinds of evil things that talk, you know, lure this child in. Well, not child.
Not child. We're talking about a consenting adult.
They're not very consenting, apparently, which is why they train them. They're trainables.
They're trainables. Would you fuck a trainable?
Would you?
I don't see. That's the thing. I don't know if I wouldn't. I'm fucking
a
deviant.
It's a coin flip.
Dude, no. I'm a fucking deviant, though. I would fuck a jelly donut if you told me to. I don't fucking have a problem with it.
And yet we let him go to meetings for us.
Yeah, I'm the fuck. Well, that's your fault. I'm
the
representative.
At the meetings, he's eating all the free donuts and drinking coffee.
I'm the fucking representation of the show, so that's why you need to show up the fucking meetings. I just don't understand, to me, what the fucking big deal would be. Because if she's got the fucking, the vag works.
That's what I'm saying.
The vag fucking works.
She's looking pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, why not?
But that's my point. Would you? All right, fine. All right, where do you draw the line, though? Billy, you said no?
Nah, I wouldn't.
All right, so what if the chick wants to give you a handy?
No.
All right, what if the chick wants to blow you?
Nope.
No mouth plowing, no handy. No, nothing.
Nope.
Now, is it because you feel like you're taking advantage of the retard, or do you think...
No, it just wouldn't work.
What if it's a high-functioning retard? I mean, I was really aware of what's going on.
Nah.
No?
Nah.
What about, like, a Stephen Hawkins one?
Nah.
Like, when they're all, like, a fucking... What do they call that, Barry Boy? You got the medical shit. What's the butterfly you're saying?
Oh, when they're all, like, contracted?
Yeah, contracted.
Like, most of them are neck breathers, so you probably have to plow their neck.
Nice. I'm just asking.
Explain that to me. What's
the boundary line? Where do you draw the line? What if you find a girl that you don't know is retarded? Like she doesn't have a and drool and just, you know.
She's not retarded, but
she's
a little
burden. She's
slow.
Not a burden on her family.
Yeah, she's just slow.
She's just slow.
In other words, she made it out into general population.
She got enough air that, you know, that it worked.
Nah.
Would you still bang it? Wouldn't bang it.
Yeah.
See, I'd say I'd fuck it. I'd fuck it.
Yeah, but this comes from the guy that volunteered for a jelly donut.
Well, I'm just saying I would do it. I don't think that there has to be some form of a scrutiny or a label put upon me. But I feel like I would fuck a retard. I don't see why the hell not. If the retard is willing and she's legal of age and has a big sloping forehead that I can put a beer on, I don't see what the problem is. Do you?
Yeah. You'd find a way to spill the beer.
I love how none of you guys are like looking at each other when you're fucking working. What are you looking up now? What are you looking up? Because obviously this is very distracting. I'm watching this.
I'm not looking up
I'm
anything.
I'm watching this. They're all off mic and they're like this over here.
No, I
had obviously to you're looking up some up kind something. Of. Are you trying to pull up fucking retard pulling or something?
No, I was just trying to find the hot retard.
No, but there's a thought.
Is that fucking? Do you think that fetish actually exists? Like, someone look it up there. We got a couple minutes before we got to get out of here.
I want to doubt it.
I want to end the show with retard porn.
It is Friday.
It is Free For All Friday, and I want to end the show with retard porn. God damn it. Someone find it. Look it up.
Yeah,
I can't.
I'm working on it.
Find me some retards banging. That's what I want to know. That's what I want to see before we get the hell out of here.
Besides
I'll wait.
That, I couldn't have sex with a 10-year-old mind anyway.
Yeah, but see, that's just, you're going on purely emotion.
No, I'm just going
You're going on that basic. You would feel, wait a minute, let me play shrink for a minute. You're going on purely emotion, thinking that you would be hurting said child, like emotionally. You're not hurting her physically.
No, you're talking about somebody that's mentally not capable of making a major decision like that. It just...
What
it's not going to work for me.
Hey, Billy, what is that thing between your legs?
It's mine. Now go away.
No, I want to put my mouth on it.
Well, you need help.
And then I want to sing the theme song to Life Goes On. Oh, blah, dee. Oh, blah, da. Life goes on. Dun, 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 dun. Life goes on.
You are good at that.
If you want some fun, sing oh, blah, dee, da, da. Dun. What the fuck? I can't believe if put in a situation, you couldn't have feelings for a nice retard.
No, I'm good.
What did you find?
You never know, Bill. You never know. You can't just come out and say because you never know.
I think if put in a situation, Billy might do it.
Nope.
You can say no all you want. I think it's my personal opinion. I think that Billy, if put in the position, might have sex with a retard.
No.
I think Barry Boy would do it normally. I don't think that Barry Boy has to be put in a position. I think he'd do it. I know I would do it.
There's a good possibility I would do it.
First and foremost, I am a fucking sex addict.
There are.
Yeah, that proved that long time ago. I like to have sex all the time. I jerk off at least 4 times a day. So it has to be that I wouldn't mind having sex with a retard. I've never been put in a position. As long as she's not fucking like...
Yeah, like, but I'm saying, like, a slower person. That's a high functioning.
Dude, I had sex with my ex-girlfriend. Barry Boy knows that she's fucking slow. Somewhat.
What do you mean, somewhat?
I don't know.
She was like Little Ricky over there.
Bang!
In 2005, a crack radio show was sentenced to prison by the FCC for a crime they may or may not have committed. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security radio station stockade to the
planet Platypus
underground. Today, still wanted by the FCC, they survive as shock jocks of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else could help, and if you can find them and have low enough standards, maybe you too can hire the B-Team. The B-Team, starring Uncle Eddie as John Horrible Smith, Billy Nicknames as BJ Baruckus, Danny aka Battery Boy as Squealing Mad Moorcock, Random rotating fourth chair person as the Face Man, and Hamster as Colonel Decker. Rated PG-13 for the amount of people who care about this show. Just kidding, guys.
to try to get a in-depth interview. He broke his leg about a day ago, and we're going to see if he's up to an interview right now, because after all, we want to do this before we get fired again. All right, let's try to get in the door. Here we go. Excuse me, Governor, I'm sorry, Governor, wake up, Governor.
Governor, wake up.
Governor, wake up.
Who are you?
I'm sorry to wake you. It's me, Uncle Eddie from Ham Radio on WNJC.
Uncle Bob?
No. Uncle Eddie from Ham Radio.
What do you want from me?
I was just hoping for maybe like an interview. I mean, I heard you broke your leg, and it'd be great. We want to get the exclusive. You know, we're trying not to get fired. Is it possible that I can get an interview with you?
What the hell were you thinking?
Well, Governor, I was just, and I think everyone is, they're very worried about you. Are you going to still be able to be governor now that you have a broken leg and you're laid up in a hospital bed?
Yes.
Are you sure? I mean, I don't even think I can trust you. There's reports, I mean, these aren't from me, there are reports that you didn't even break your leg going skiing.
You son of a bitch.
Whoa. Don't be mad at me just because I heard from a guy who used to bang three hookers on the side that I was dating at that time that you were supposedly went down to West Hollywood and picked up some kind of hula that turned out to be a dude. Don't be mad at me.
Outrageous, and I will repeal it.
Repeal what? Just because some 400-pound man whore had a bigger liverwurst than you decided
Stop
to
it.
Jump onto your legs and break them?
Stop it!
That's my
Stop
fault.
It. Stop
I'm to blame. Arnold, calm down.
But I hope you leave enough room for my fist, because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine!
Look. Let's just change the topic. Obviously, you're all riled up over something. Let's talk about sex. That's always great.
Why not?
So, Arnold, let's talk about you and Maria.
Don't do that.
Arnold, after what we were talking about before, I mean, come on. I heard you were quite the ladies man.
I lied. My database does not encompass the dynamics of human peer bonding.
Huh? I don't get it.
Get ready for the big surprise.
Whoa, what big surprise? What, are you gay?
That's right, I am.
So the rumors were true about, you know, that man whore thing we were talking about before?
Yeah.
Wow, what an exclusive. And right here, on Ham Radio.
Hello, it's me, Ronaldo the Nurse.
Good morning. How are you?
Excuse me, Mr. Schwarzenegger needs his bedpan changed, so I'm going to have to stop you two from talking for a couple minutes, because I'm going to be busy. He smells a little stinky.
No problem whatsoever.
You know, Mr. Schwarzenegger, you do smell kind of fruity in the booty. Let me just move you over here right now. Let me be very delicate with your leg, and let me just push in here. Let me unravel. Here we go. Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
You seem to be all blocked. Looks like to me that there seems to be some kind of just total blockage. Let me see if I get my head in there. We'll just, we'll reach in and...
Excuse me.
Holy man, it's on my shoes! What the hell?
It's working again.
That's not the only thing that seems working. Oh my, look at that.
One of us is in deep trouble.
Well, I hope to God you ain't talking about me, because I can see that you and him, you guys are having a little bit too much happiness going on. I think I'm going to leave.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Bye. I think I'm going to help Mr. Schwarzenegger with a little bit of that physical therapy. Well, toodles.
It's turbo time.
Oh, God, it is turbo time.
Just do what I tell you.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I hear you.
Yes. Oh, stop it.
Bitch.
Oh, stop it. This, oh, God. Oh, Uga. Lovely.
I don't care who does what to your Hershey Highway.
Oh, Mr. Schwarzenegger.
You lack discipline.
Oh, the rumors are true. The rumors are true.
I'm sorry.
Yay.
I'm not dead.
I think I'll sing it again. She had humps like a tra.
Wait a minute!
Oh my God!
What are you doing?
Woo!
What do you think?
We need to have a serious talk!
Hey man, how long are we gonna listen to this jive? When can we get something to eat?
Ham Radio!
Ham Radio! Talk radio with balls!
I was on air wearing daisy boots with my cottage cheese Rosie O'Donnell butt cheeks hanging out. Okay? My butt cheeks were like a sad John Forsythe.
You are 100% nuts.
Thank you.
A single one of you.
Not just want to get on him, but Jerry Lewis in a schoolyard. There's no way 5 million people listen to this clip.
Damn.
I know. I got it.
Baxter's sitting right here, and you guys are the problem.
I know.